Welcome back, everyone, to day two of the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo here in Orlando, Florida. We're at the Gaylord Palms Resort, and I'm speaking with Cassandra Farrington, who's the CEO of Marijuana Business Daily. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
This is an amazing conference that you've got going here. I heard it being promoted as the largest such conference. Do you have any numbers or statistics to rattle off for us?
Sure. Well, by the time we wrap up here, we expect that 3,000 cannabis professionals will have walked to this floor and been in this venue, which does make it the largest event so far this year, and by far the largest that's ever been held on the East Coast.
That's quite an accomplishment, I think. And when you're trying to set these events up in non-cannabis states, so to speak, does it change the way you have to do things or approach the city officials or anything?
We have always had a very strict policy at our events that we ask our attendees and our exhibitors and our professionals that are here to please respect the local cannabis laws. And that does, for some people, they are possibly affected by that when they come here and perhaps can't bring their medicine or choose to do so maybe in an edible form, in a very discreet form, which we sincerely appreciate because we would not want to put this sort of event at risk for that sort of scrutiny and potentially getting shut down. And we really appreciate that our attendees and exhibitors have always respected that request.
One thing I'm really enjoying about this conference is it really seems, I do a lot of these conferences, and a lot of them seem to be sort of regional in their view. This seems to be a very nationally oriented conference. How many states are represented here?
49. Every single state except for South Dakota, including Alaska and Hawaii, have representation here at this event, as well as a number of countries, 17, I think, international destination people have come here. And honestly, we brought this to Florida because Florida has always been one of the most represented states at our other national events, you know, even on the West Coast. So we knew that there was a real interest in the professional side of the business here, especially with Florida coming very close in the last election and almost certain to push it through this year with legalization of the medical marijuana side, as well as just the continued development of the marijuana markets up and down the East Coast. We thought it was the right time to do this.
South Dakota, come on, you got to get involved. They've got the Pine Ridge Reservation there. I know they have tribal leaders that are pushing for marijuana reform. Kind of surprising they're not here.
It is a little bit surprising. You know, those tribal markets have a lot of promise. The realities of them have proven very difficult to navigate because not only are you navigating the unique laws of cannabis, which, as everybody who's involved in the industry know, can be very difficult and tricky to navigate, you've also got the whole tribal law element to that too. And so it almost makes it harder, not easier, as some people might think.
Interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit about Marijuana Business Daily and how you're helping the folks here in the industry.
So with Marijuana Business Daily, our mission has always been to provide the news, data, information, analysis, insights to help people run their businesses better and to do their jobs better. That's been our mission from the get-go, and thankfully we've been able to provide and grow that to something that has turned into not just the daily, but the magazine and this conference and expo to help the entire industry connect, learn, and grow together.
It seems to be working. We've got a ton of people here. They all seem very excited about the promise of this industry. Let's talk about your entrance into this industry. A lot of people I meet in the industry or activism have a personal background with this, a relative who was busted or a relative who was sick. How did you get involved?
So we came at it from that media background, that business to business information standpoint. That's what my background is in. And in Colorado, when we started seeing dispensaries pop up all around, and we thought, what better group of people need that sort of information, need that sort of support that are not getting served right now? This was back in 2010, 2011, where we had that nugget of an idea. And so we put our oar in the water and have been rowing ever since.
How many conferences have you put on so far?
We've had four fall events, starting in 2012, right after the legalization vote in Colorado. We had our first event in the Denver market and have since had four fall events. And this is our second spring event. We're having our fifth annual in Las Vegas this fall. And expect it to be an amazing, amazing event.
I'm sure it will be. I'm really excited to be there myself. Let's tell folks the contact info and the websites they need to know to learn more about the conferences and MJ Business Daily.
Sure. It's mjbizwithaz.com. That is our front-facing portal for everything else. From there, you can see the magazine, the conference and expo, the daily itself, the marijuana business factbook, and kind of everything we do to help this industry keep growing.
There's so many different vendors here, and a lot of the ones we'd expect, lights, safes, security, software, and so on. Is there any exhibitor here that kind of caught you by surprise? Like, wow, I never would have thought they'd be a part of this industry.
You know, I have ceased to be surprised by that. It is amazing to me. One of the things I love most about being in this industry, how many creative ideas there are and how many people are bringing their great insights from other industries into this one to really help this industry keep going.
Excellent. Well, Cassandra Farrington, thanks for joining us here on the show, and good luck with the rest of the expo.
Thank you, Russ.